You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
This Monday edition of the Coach's Corner, we're going to focus on girls high school basketball. Thursday, the Emory Lady Spartans just destroyed the Manti Templars. Held them to 2 points in the first half as they explode to 6-0 in league play, beating their opponents right now by an average of 41 points per contest. They'll return to the court tomorrow. They have a very important stretch coming up where they'll meet North Sevier and San Juan, both on the road. But tomorrow night, it's a contest against Gunnison. Joining us right now to talk about their dominance and what lies ahead, we have head coach Lynn Tuttle over the telephone right now. Coach, it's great to get you back on the show today.
You bet.
Coach, you guys just continue to stroll through Region 15 play. I mean, following your most recent 35-point victory over Manti, you guys have now won by an average of 41 points per game in league action. And I know in talking to you off the cuff and then in weeks past, you feel that it just really hasn't done anything for your varsity unit.
No, that's my concern. The first 5-6 players, they're not even playing half a game. Kind of tough to get out there and break a sweat or get winded and stay in shape. They're 16th in Region 15. Four of them right now, they're pretty down. San Juan, half decent. They're somewhat competitive. North Sevier, they're the other good team in Region 15, and they're in the same situation, though. They're playing the teams that's not really giving them a test. And I don't think playing games like that, it's not really better in our ball club.
As far as the upcoming schedule for the team goes, though, you guys do have three consecutive road games, Gunnison, North Sevier, and San Juan. And I know that Gunnison is a little down. I mean, you guys beat them 72-23, and you just talked about San Juan. You were able to double them up at home. Always a little bit more difficult to play at San Juan, and then you got to go to North Sevier as well. And that should be a much better game. You guys played perfect against San Juan at the Spartan Center. So, I mean, two games coming up here in the next three that should definitely test your team.
Yeah, exactly. Gunnison, they're down a little bit. We expect to go over there Tuesday and handle that pretty easily. The big game's going to be Thursday night over at Salina. They'll be ready for us. The only game they've got this week is us, so they've got 3 days to prepare for us, and they will be ready. Then San Juan, traveling down there, it's just like a Delta trip. It's a long, long travel. You show up, and it always seems like it's tough to get going and getting a rhythm down there. So, and they are competitive. If we play our game and have a decent night, we should be okay down there. But Thursday is our big one. We got to get that one. So our head to head, we take both meetings, and we don't want it to come down to a coin toss who goes in first place in Region 15. Sorry.
Coach, how do you prepare the girls for Thursday's game, knowing that you got Gunnison tomorrow on Tuesday? Is this something where you play your varsity the majority of the game, you try some different things, or when you guys get up big, do you pull the varsity out? I mean, how do you prepare for that game on Thursday?
Well, preparation going into it, I always say I'm going to play them longer than I do, but they get out there and take care of business early, and I get concerned about injuries and hate having them out there if they're not needed. But, yeah, I'll go into Tuesday night thinking we got to get them going, get them up and down, get them some minutes so they can keep their legs under them. And, I'll go in thinking that, but seems like I always back off and pull them out before injuries occur.
So does that mean that you just push them a little bit harder in practice?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, put in some different defenses, keep us going, presses, and we try to keep our intensity up in practice and keep our legs under us and hopefully stay in shape some. But that's kind of been a goal for us the last couple of weeks.
I know you guys typically have been running, 10 to 12 man rotation. Ideally, in your mind, how deep would you like to run once we get to the state tournament, and especially since you've had the opportunity to see some of the, some of the sophomores and the JV kids that don't typically get to play varsity? You've got to see them out there gain varsity minutes. What's the ideal rotation for you in your mind?
Well, ideally for me, it'd be 8 to 9. We're kind of injured right now. One of our seniors, Kaja Price, has a fractured ankle, so she's out for several weeks. Morgan Herdman, she's been out for several weeks, and with the hip. Hopefully we get her back. But 8 would be good. 9 would be better if we can get some girls to step up and give us some valuable minutes to rest them for squad. But with my injuries, it seems like it's a little tougher to go down further on the bench.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Sport and Girls Basketball Squad. Coach, you and I have talked about individuals each time I have you on the show. You know, we've talked about Megan. We've talked about Lainey last time. We've talked about both Caitlin and Kinley Toomer. It seems like one of the girls that is easy to forget. It's just because you look at point totals at the end of games, at least for the most part, that's what people look at immediately. Bailey Huggard has been very good for you guys across the board in every stat category this season.
Yeah, she has. Bailey's actually too unselfish. She gets told several times in practice and games, be a little more selfish. Take the ball to the hole, shoot the ball. She's just that type of player. She's an excellent passer. First thing she does when she gets the ball is she looks for an open person. As far as rebounding, she's definitely one of my strongest rebounders. Always crashing the boards, whether she thinks the ball is there for her to get or not, she'll go make an effort to try it. And, yeah, she's definitely a good player to have on the floor. I'm always comfortable when she's out there doing the work for us.
How do you separate Caitlin and Kinley Toomer? I mean, how do their two games differ from one another?
Well, Kinley's our point guard, so she's out there kind of the general on the floor, getting things going. Caitlin, she's another of them girls that's 100 miles an hour everywhere she goes. Same thing, whether she thinks she's in the play or not, she's going to go and try to get herself involved. And they do got different strengths as far as scoring. Any given night, either one of them can go off.
Really is a fun team. I mean, you guys are so complete front to back, and I know you look at the final statistics and a lot of these box scores, Coach, and these girls are below probably where they should be just because of the fact that they don't get to play an awful lot. In your time around the game of basketball, have you ever been around a more complete team?
You know, we've had some decent teams in the past, but like you say, from 1 through 5, we've got our strengths and definitely try to play to them, but well-rounded they are. We come off the bench with the first couple, that, especially when Morgan comes in off the bench, we don't have a letdown. So, yeah, well-rounded the team is for sure.
As far as the two-way classification as a whole goes, Coach, now with the state tournament just a couple of weeks away, I mean, we're approaching only one more home game, only 2 weeks left in the regular season, and seeing that Region 15 will be paired up with Region 14, is that something that you've started to look at?
Yeah, I have. Our play-in game, which is the first one up in Orem, we cross over with Region 14 down at the state tournament. I think our first, we cross over with Region 16. And that Region 16, North Summit, the team, best team there, and they're kind of the same situation we are in Region. They aren't really being tried and tested right now. Region, I believe it's 13 with Millard and Beaver and Enterprise and Knapp, they're a region right now that they've got to test in every night. So they're probably, as far as improving as teams, probably had an advantage over us other ones that don't have the competition in the region that they do.
It is nice to see, looking at the bracket, that and the matchup I want to see, Coach, and we don't have to talk too far ahead, but the matchup I want to see is Emory and North Summit in the state championship. I'm sure you're happy that North Summit's on the opposite side of the bracket, as I'm sure they're happy that you're on the opposite side of the bracket.
Yeah, we definitely looked into that, you know, early on, seeing where we'd go in if we was first versus second. And that's actually a game that, like you say, you hate to look forward to that and just assume you're going to be there, but I'd like to get a shot at them in the final game. As far as the ball team right now versus when we played in Purback, I think it was December 3rd or something, we're in much better shape, playing a lot better ball, and that's a game we can advantage if we get an opportunity, I believe.
Again, we talked about being matched up with Region 14, Coach, which again has a lot of the academies in that, you know, in that specific division. Is it, to the extent, it doesn't seem to me, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here, it doesn't seem like the competitive balance is swapped in their direction to the same extent as it is in the boys' classification. I mean, is that fair to say?
It is very fair to say, especially the last several years. They've not had much. However, Wasatch Academy this year, they've got a couple girls. They've gone out of Brazil. I believe they've actually played on the national junior team there. So they're starting to head in that direction. That Region 14, you got Layton Christian sitting at number two and Wasatch Academy at number one. And then from there, I think they really tail off. But, Wasatch Academy starting to go down that same line as the boys are, starting to recruit outside of the area. And they've got two players there right now that putting up some big numbers and pretty good players.
We'll end with this, Coach. As we get down to the final couple of weeks of the season, your main emphasis for this team over the next 2 weeks, what would that be?
Pardon me, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, no problem. But your main emphasis for this team over the next 2 weeks as we get down to the state tournament, what would that be?
Well, number one, take care of the game Thursday night in North Sevier. Kind of control our own destiny, going to the state tournament as a number one seed. And just finish strong in region, you know, whether it's them teams that are down or whatever, go out and play our game, try to better ourselves. And then, like you mentioned earlier in practice, go hard and try to keep our lungs under us, stay in shape.
Coach, it's always fun to talk about the Lady Spartans. Congratulations on a great season up to this point. Best of luck this week, and hopefully we can catch up again following the North Sevier game.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, Jordan.
Coach Lynn Tuttle again of the Emory Lady Spartans taking out the time to join us. Emory returns to the court tomorrow. They'll take on Gunnison. That's the beginning of a 3-game road trip. And they'll also go to North Sevier and then also San Juan. So a brutal stretch coming up for the Lady Spartans. We'll see if they can remain in sync and clinch the Region 15 championship. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
And we don't stop until the sunlight. We just keep going, cause the dog won't go down without a fight. I said into the wee hours above.